you still want to hear Dark Hollow? Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. There's a little story behind that too. You know, I used to work for Bill Monroe in the Bluegrass Boys back in '36, and of course, Bill was on the Grand Ole Opry, you know, and he was on Decca Records, and we'd go out on the road all the time. Anyway, he'd have his lead singer do a solo at the beginning of the show, have the fiddle player do a fiddle tune, have the banjo player do a banjo tune, you know. And so he used to get me to sing a solo, you know, every show. And this song, I had learned this up in, when I was up around Baltimore, Maryland. I'd learned this from a local guy there. And it was just a little hit record for that guy locally there, you know. And he was kind of a country singer, he was. Anybody remember his name? Bill Browning. It hit me. Did you ever hear him? Huh? Well, I thought everybody knew who Bill Browning was. No, he was just local. And I thought, well, I'll sing that song on the show. Well, I sang it, but you see, I wasn't recording in those days. I was working for Bill Monroe, so I couldn't record on my own, you know. And I never got a chance to record that song. And everybody in the bluegrass world recorded it after that. But I eventually did get a chance to. I put it on where there's 10 songs and 10 more in a decade, and another decade, 10 songs. Box set, there you go. We put it on a box set. But I don't think we have that with us tonight. I'm not sure. But we got it. If you go back there, there's a little short lady. She's about this tall. And that's my wife, you know. And she's the mother of these big old heavy boys here. You wouldn't believe it when you see her, but she is. Ask her about it when you go back there, okay? Where are the cell records here back there? Okay, yeah, all right. I'll take your word for it. What am I going to do now? Oh, thank you.
Sweet Appalachia.
Are you from Appalachia? Yeah! Oh, 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 we got a bunch of them from Appalachia, no? Should have come next week, it might be snow.